Illegal aliens sue Trump to restart Obama's DACA program. By John Binder on July 27, 2020. Illegal aliens are suing President Trump's administration, demanding former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program be restarted. A group of illegal aliens in Texas, who say they are eligible for DACA, are suing in a lawsuit filed by the Fiel Houston Group, according to the Houston Chronicle. By at least one estimate, some 86,000 Texans are eligible for the program, in addition to the 106,000 Dreamers in Texas who have already enrolled. The backlog has grown over the past 4 years, as more of the children have graduated from high school but were not allowed to apply. Emphasis added. A federal judge in Maryland earlier this month ordered the administration to start taking new applications but set no date for the reopening. A message on U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website says the agency is not accepting requests from individuals who have never before been granted deferred action under DACA. Emphasis added. The DACA program was first halted in 2017 thanks to then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Supreme Court ruled last month that Trump could not end DACA as requested and would need to refile paperwork to do so. At the time, Trump said he would quickly be refiling the paperwork to permanently end DACA. Since then, though, the Trump administration has yet to refile the paperwork to permanently end DACA. The White House and the Justice Department have not responded to a request for comment on the issue. Weeks ago, Trump claimed to be working on an executive order that would provide the roughly 800,000 DACA-enrolled illegal aliens with a road to citizenship. Grassroots immigration reformers have said such a move would be the end of the road for the Republican Party. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to be either criminals or gang members. This month, a DACA illegal alien was arrested in Texas after allegedly killing 3 American retired police officers and injuring 9 others in a crash. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.